Bjorn Baker's Battleton.
I think he's a good chance. Key is probably being able to take advantage of a good draw.
Which one's your best for our punters today, Bjorn?
Battleton.
Tracks, tips, trainers.
Battleton moved up to You're Too Good. Battleton put the nose in front and Battleton got there.
The Breakfast Club's got the early mail.
Two meetings today. We're at Pakenham tonight and we're at Moe for Cup Day today this afternoon, Whitey.
We are. Paul Graham, I'm very nervous for you. What's the weather like?
Good morning, boys. How are we going?
Good, thank you. How are we looking?
It rained.
Yeah.
Yeah. We've got 15 mil overnight.
Oh.
And we've had 20 mil in 2 days, which isn't too bad. Like, Traralgon copped a hammering last night. They got flash flooding everywhere again. So we've actually missed a couple of bullets, which is good. So, yeah, we've come into a 5.82, which is a soft eight. Rail backing through, of course, for the cut. Forecast isn't too bad. I think we might just about get through before any real serious rain comes in. We could get the odd shower. It's actually foggy at the moment, and we may even get a little bit of sunshine. They're talking 22k winds as well, which is be an advantage for us as well. So at this stage, everything's sort of going to plan, or as good as it can for the Latrobe Valley.
Oh, that's great news, Paul. Good luck today, and all the very best.
Thanks very much, boys. Have a good day.
Good stuff, Paul Graham, the track manager at Moe. What about Pakenham today?
At this stage, we've only got sort of preliminary reading. Soft 7 railed through the entire circuit. But, I mean, the weather isn't great. So, I mean, I'm not sure, as in for tonight, I'm not sure how we can sort of, give an accurate reading at this stage.
Well, let's get to Enver Josifovic, who's got two runners today for us at Cup Day at Moe. Hello, EJ.
Good morning.
Lovely to have you with us. You got two for us. Race 2, number 4, Major Impact. Doesn't mind a little bit of soft 8 action, I reckon. Was not far off them at Moe last time out, 15 days ago, trying to break the maiden status. Didn't quite work by 0.8 of a length. Can we improve on that today?
Yeah, we can. He gets through the going. It's not his probably preferred surface. He does like a little bit of giving the ground, but he's got the talent and the ability, and it was a good run last start. He came from last and wrong side of the track. Just to get beat on the line was obviously a little bit disappointing, but happy with the way he's going, and should be hard to beat.
Right, $2 in the early markets at teb.com.au. What about race 9, number 2, Missouri Magic? A Hong Kong galloper hasn't raced for 475 days. What can you tell me?
Well, you know more about stats than I do. He's a progressive horse, meaning he'll be better suited over more ground. So I'll just decide whether he goes around or not in the next 30 minutes. But he'll be better suited over a little bit more ground. But he's fresh enough to run well.
So we'll take Major Impact as our bet of the day?
Yeah.
Righto, sounds good. Race 2, number 4, Major Impact. Good luck to you, EJ. Always a pleasure to check. Go well.
Thanks, fellas.
Enver Josifovic, Moe Cup Day, race 2, number 4, $2, even money. Double it for the Friday form after this.